From the AM 1050 WLIP Newsroom, I'm Emily Jacobs. Illinois prosecutors are defending an effort to send Kyle Rittenhouse to Wisconsin to face charges in the deaths of two protesters back in August. The Lake County State's attorney met a deadline to respond to Rittenhouse's lawyers who are fighting his extradition to Kenosha. A court hearing is scheduled for Friday. His legal team is raising technicalities about typographical errors in documents. Prosecutors call it a red herring. Rittenhouse is accused of killing two protesters during unrest over the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Contrary to a rumor that was reported on social media, Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely said he is not issuing a decision today on whether to pursue criminal charges against the officer involved in the shooting of Jacob Blake. Gravely said in a statement that the rumor was false. He went on to say that the use of force consultants hired to review the case before a final decision is made on charges has not completed his investigation and no decision has been made. Kenosha Mayor Johnny Turamian has filled two top positions at City Hall. Timothy Casey, who is currently serving as Director of Economic Development for the Waukesha County Center for Growth, has been appointed to Director of City Development. Matt Crowder has been appointed to City Clerk Treasurer. Crowder has 20 years of experience in the financial industry, most recently working for Blackhawk Community Credit Union. The City Council is expected to confirm both appointments at their scheduled meeting this evening. The Kenosha Unified School District will see a drop in state funding this year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, Unified will receive about $146 million for the 2020 through 21 school year. That's down about 2% from last year. Kenosha is one of 119 districts in Wisconsin getting less money. Enrollment in the district was down 7%, much of it due to the pandemic. Pleasant Prairie Police on Friday reported that a man was arrested after allegedly shooting and killing two dogs. Police say it happened around 6:40 p.m. Thursday near 111th Avenue and 82nd Street. Police arrived at the scene and spoke to a resident who said he was searching for several of his dogs that had gotten loose. The dog owner said he'd been approached by a witness who said they saw someone shoot a dog nearby. At that location, police found two deceased dogs. Police arrested a 63-year-old man in the shooting, and when interviewed by police, he said the dogs had killed several chickens on his property. He's now facing two felony counts of mistreatment of animals. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has suspended the reporting of new COVID totals until early next week while its computer system undergoes an upgrade. The department announced Friday that it's upgrading its Wisconsin Electronic Disease Surveillance System in an effort to improve its response to the pandemic. The system is used to collect and monitor data on testing, contact tracing, and other metrics. The reporting outage is expected to last until Tuesday, one day after the system goes live with new updates. Wisconsin's unemployment rate dropped from 6.3% in August to 5.4% in September, below the national rate, but 2 points higher than last year as the state deals with a surge in COVID cases. Wisconsin's jobless rate for September was below the 7.9% national rate. The State Department of Workforce Development reported the drop in unemployment rate is good news. Wisconsin remains down 178,400 private sector jobs compared with 1 year ago. More news, weather, and sports on the way next on AM 1050 WLIP.